Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ed Harrington's here. Ed's a longtime Brain Trust member, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, CEO and founder, and King Biscuit over at Ideas to Go, ideastogo.com. Ed, thanks again for being here. We're talking about finding out if people are telling you the truth. Ed, in the earlier segment, we talked about the fact that people don't tell you the truth because sometimes it reflects on them if they did. Sometimes they don't want to hurt your feelings. Sometimes I know people who tell lies when the truth would sound better. I don't know what's wrong with them, but I do know that all of us lie some every day. There's just no question about that. I don't care who you are, you're going to do it, especially in the South. We do that all the time in the South because we're nicer. Anyway, so Ed, how do we fix this? How do we make sure that we're getting, especially from our employees, how do we make sure, and our customers, we need, from employees and customers, we need to know when we're getting the good stuff.
Go ahead. Your customers, that's who I deal with a lot. And one of the reasons clients hire me is because they know that, and this is true with your employees too, sometimes it's good to be a step removed. So they may say something, frankly, to a stranger that they wouldn't say to their boss, because you got to please your boss, and you don't want to tell your boss something bad about things. When it's talking to customers and we're sitting in a group, the first thing I do is tell them, look, I'm really here, and I say it as genuinely as I can, and it's true, to hear what you're thinking and feeling. And I want the good, the bad, and the indifferent. And so you set it up to let them know that that's the kind of the platform we're working off of. Now, if you get in and you're kind of suspicious a little bit, there's a couple of things you can do. The first thing is challenge people. If you think they're really basically hornswoggling you, not severely, not you lying SOB, tell me the truth. You say, really? Tell me more about that. Explain. Feeding people's words back to them often asks, I floss 20 times a day. 20 times a day? Tell me more about that. So you're really feeding their own words back to them. And the final one is, if you really think you can't get it, and again, we do group discussions, is take somebody aside and have a little frank one-on-one discussion, and they're less likely to do it because of that other thing I talked about, which is they do follow the leader. I don't want to be the only one here who doesn't clean their teeth, so I'm going to kind of agree with what goes on. But you get them one-on-one, a little bit different. They're more willing to, frankly, tell you the truth.
I like one of the things that I like what you said that I've used myself is saying things back to people. And see, salespeople need to do this all the time because a prospect will say, "Oh, we never use that," and then you say, "Well, so I want to make sure I understand that. So you never use this particular service or product." Well, if you say it back to them like that, and you make them tell you what you just said, admit to that, then they'll realize, when you say it like that, well, I guess we use it some. And I've done that, Ed. I've done that before. And then 5 minutes later, it's uncovered that they use that all the time. They use it all the time. He was lying to me. But because of the way I handled it, saying it back to him and getting it back out of him, I got the truth out of him without him thinking that I was calling him a liar.
That's exactly
and
right.
And I made the
that's
sale.
A great thing to do. Feedback their words to them, and that's not as challenging. That's about I'm curious and explain it to me. And when they start explaining, they sometimes go down an entirely different path when that happens. Mm-hmm. The other thing I find is try to reflect their demeanor. If they're serious and quiet, be a little more serious with them. If they're a little jovial, be jovial with them.
Yeah.
So that they're comfortable. So you reflect
mirror their behavior.
That's it. Hold a mirror up and you're the mirror.
Salespeople have to do that. Salespeople do that all the time too.
Yep. Yep, you want to do that. And as I said in the very beginning, if you're having, you know, if you're going into a deliberate discussion, tell them you really care about what they're saying, thinking, and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I, the other thing I'll do, Jim, is so you go around the room and everybody says, oh, yeah, I floss. And then somebody says, you know, I really don't floss. Reward them.
With a box of floss, right?
Well, with a box of floss, or quite frankly, here's some candy, you know, right. Because we know you don't care about your teeth terribly. But you really do. If you say to them, thank you, I really appreciate you telling me what you think. Now mm-hmm. the group says, oh, you get rewarded and complimented.
There's candy? Nobody told me there was candy.
Right, nobody told me. That's where the other one is. The reverse is, if you want people to lie to them, what I do is say, okay, now who likes this new product, whatever
right.
it is? As soon as somebody says they like it, I give them a $5 bill.
Or
and I say to
or
the
if, they, if you catch them in a lie, hit them with a cattle prod. That'll make the other people do what you want to do. Hey, Ed, I need you to give us your website, please.
My website is www, I guess everybody knows that these
yep.
days, ideas2go.com. That's all letters. Not the number two. It's TO2.
And they can find your book there, Outsmart Your Instincts?
And they will. Outsmart Your Instincts, who I wrote with my colleagues, Adam Hansen and Beth Storrs. A great way to, a lot of that's about cognitive bias and the intrinsic desire to lie, if you must say.
Thank you, Ed, for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
Quick break, 9 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.